history, humankind has looked to understand the world around us, to define, taxonomize, and scientate. But some secrets have defied the cold scalpel of knowledge. These dark mysteries still reside within the Mind Trench with your guide, Rob Bollock.
Right.
Hello, Rob.
Good morning. Right, first off, I'm going to talk about something, and that is the 2.5-ton Lamington.
Yes, please.
The reason I'm asking this is because there's got to be someone out there that's listening that knows about this and maybe has tasted it or had something to do with it.
Tasted it? Was it in New Zealand?
Yes, it was in Auckland. It took 9 hours to make. It used 13,000 eggs, 500 kg of flour, and 650 kg of sugar.
Far out.
And it was equivalent of roughly 50,000 regular Lamingtons.
When did this get made?
I think it was Friday night.
Okay, so it's quite a recent thing.
Yeah, it was organised by a charity group called Cook's Night Off. It was an Auckland event in honour for World Lamington Day.
Ah, there we go.
Australians are a little bit testy about it, saying it's more a Shamington than a Lamington, journalism at its best.
I
wondered how long that journalist had that line in their mind for.
I've got a brilliant byline for tomorrow.
Did people actually eat it?
Well, this is my question to the listeners out there.
Has anyone eaten?
There must have been, for one thing, I didn't even think about it, and Tess completely floored me this morning. How do they cook it?
Yeah,
I'm just having a look at it now, and it kind of looks like it's got layers, so I wonder if they baked
each layer and then put it together.
And then put it together. With sponge cake, you can layer it.
Because a big, dense cake is going to take a long time to cook.
Is it cook in the middle?
But then I thought, is it going to be like a huge, big lamington and you're going to get like God's hand? I don't know. If someone's big, like Zeus's hand comes down and picks it up.
Giant. So did they cover it in jelly as well?
I don't.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I've looked it up. I've looked it up on Google. And there's a picture of people. So I think they must have baked each sponge and then layered jelly in between each.
I'm looking this up now too. I want to see this giant lantern.
But it just kind of looks like a stack of really large papers almost.
Okay, so it's not really. It's a pretend. So it is a Shamington.
No, it is a Lamington. Okay. Why do you think it's pretend?
Oh, I don't know, because I just get taken in by
wow, it is massive isn't
reporters.
It? So it's a chocolate Lamington. Question and vote for the audience. Chocolate or strawberry Lamington?
Strawberry.
Chocolate.
Yeah. I like strawberry. Actually, is it strawberry or is it raspberry? I think it might be raspberry.
But there's just one thing.
The pink ones. I like the pink ones.
I've done a bit of adding up. The cake weighed 2,770 kg. The flour and the sugar come to 1,120. So is that the rest of it eggs?
Just all the eggs.
That's 13,000 eggs. That must have weighed a hell of a lot.
Yeah, that would have weighed a lot.
Yeah.
Gosh. But that was just a question for the listeners out there.
Has anyone eaten any of the giant lamington that was made?
Or do you know, have you seen it? Or what do they do with it?
The weight of things change when you bake it as well.
Oh, does it?
So, yeah.
Science.
Okay. Anyway.
Science on BFM.
So that's that one.
That's that one.
After last week and I talked about cats, I wanted to talk about dogs.
Yeah, this got controversial.
This followed me to the show on Saturday when Jen was quite disappointed in my behaviour.
We had
a discussion. And I'm going to talk about this after this bit. Because I've written a poem about it as well.
Hang on, let me hit the old sting then.
I think he's got a little thing.
Oh, you got a thing first?
Yeah. I'm going to do my thing first about dogs.
Okay.
And then, right.
You give me the nod and I'll push the button.
I'll go woof like that. Dogs have an enviable sense of direction. Even in a completely unfamiliar place, our pets have an uncanny way of tracking down a shortcut. For the first time, the Czech scientists have found evidence that canines can sense and navigate using the Earth's magnetic field.
Whoa!
Cats can't do that. Exactly how they do this and to what extent is still unclear, but it appears the hidden sense, known as magnetoreception, I've got to say that quite a few times.
Magnetoreception
really does in many other animals, including birds, salamanders, frogs, no cats. Researchers using JP data and video records on action cams were used on 27 hunting dogs from 10 different breeds in 62 different forested locations. And they said when they came back, the dogs would do this little run up and down, about a 20-metre run, and it's actually on the north-south axis.
Oh.
And they're reckoning, they're sort of sorting themselves out. They call it the compass run.
The compass run.
Cool.
And that's awesome.
Yeah.
So how come we have to pick between a dog or a cat?
Oh, okay. Well, talk about this stuff. Okay.
I don't think we have to, but I think people generally do, don't they?
I believe, in my opinion, that you're a dog person what likes cats.
Yeah.
Or you're a cat person what likes dogs.
Yeah.
You can't be both.
I agree.
I don't think.
I do agree with that.
I'm an animal lover and I've had cats and I love them to bits.
I can't pet.
And I still bottom lip it sometimes when I think about them. But I love my dogs.
Yeah. Yeah, I have to agree with that as well.
But Jen actually brought up a really, really good thing, how cat owners or keepers are portrayed as slightly eccentric.
Yes, this is true.
Mm. Like in the media, stories, movies, even The Simpsons.
Like got the cat lady.
The cat lady. Yeah. You don't get like a dog geezer.
The dog geezer.
Yeah.
You could be the dog geezer.
Yeah, that association with witches and all that sort of stuff.
Yeah, interesting. I think the only way to decide this truly is to bring in a puppy and a kitten to the studio.
I was going to think about having a straw poll, but I think we would lose.
Yeah, I think we would. We kind of lost last week.
There's more cat. Me stupidly saying, oh, no songs about cats.
And then we got like thousands of songs about
but
cats.
What I've done is, and this is actually to Jen, because she was incensed. With me, actually. I've never seen her so incensed.
I'm not surprised.
And she moved a chair and everything.
Couple of texts in.
Yeah, okay.
Someone said humans can navigate like that too. We've just gotten really shit at it because we don't use the ability.
Yeah, they reckon we've got it.
Oh, that's
cats
cool.
Cats haven't, though.
The couple of other texts saying that wasn't a lamington. It was a pile of mop sponges with some hastily thrown ingredients. Yuck.
Yuck.
Okay.
I mean, if that was the case, that is pretty yuck. And someone else has raised a point. Were they free-range eggs? Otherwise, that's a cruelty-fueled, sugary-baked treat. And then they've chucked in a shaka for good measure.
And then also someone else
said... I wouldn't buy any of that.
Mandarin lamington with a zesty outer.
A what?
Mandarin-flavoured
lamington.
That
sounds lamington. A bit posh, Nick. But probably very nice, actually. But, I just like a good classic raspberry. I got to say, chocolate's winning on the text machine, though.
Yeah.
So... Once again.
Or what I do sometimes, I go to the shop and look, I buy the little ones, you just chop them in half and slap them together so you've got like a Neapolitan of lamingtons.
Oh, yes, that's
genius.
A great idea. So best of both worlds. Do you want me to hit this?
So, yeah, I have written a poem about dogs and cats.
We've got a little sting for you. Okay. You might need to put your thing on.
Yes.
Introducing the Bard of Bollocks. You dig? Take it away.
Right, that's brilliant. Here we go. Is it meows or is it yaps? Is it dogs or is it cats? It can't be both, I'm sorry to say. You're either a dog person that think cats are okay, or the other way around, you're a cat person who doesn't mind a four-legged hound. You have to choose, it has to be one. It's like supporting Tottenham and the Gooners, it just can't be done. So sorry, Jen, I totally disagree. That's the end of the conversation. I'm off for a bucket of tea. Thank you all.
Thank you.
See you Saturday.
The Mind Trench with Rob Bollocks, only on 95 BFM.
Thank you very much, Rob.